My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out why you just sounded like Xavier Leggett, man.
Me?
Yeah, you.
He did an interview on the sidelines at the South Carolina game.
I know. We're going to have some fun with that later.
Oh, good. You have it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It was the tweet I saw with it, the audio wasn't good because it was somebody filming their TV.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, you know, I have to be careful. I need to double check the audio because that might have been what I saw, too.
Okay.
It sounds good on your phone.
Yeah.
But when you play it on the radio, it's like ass.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. I don't know. I think even ass Xavier Leggett is well worth playing.
I thought it was Randy Moss for a minute, man.
Yeah.
He sounded like a young Randy Moss.
He's
a
delight. He's way more Southern than Randy Moss has ever sounded.
He's a delight.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. And so,
I'm going to let you. This is In the Loop. It's not Payne and Pendergast.
It's all good.
After dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here. Go enjoy the rest of your day, man. That made me think of that. Did you see it, Luke?
Oh, yeah. That dude's a character.
It was fantastic. I showed my wife probably around like 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning last night, and she goes, that's dubbed. That's not him. There's no way. And I'm like, if it's dubbed, it's great, but that is him. Mm-hmm. It came from Ari Minerov or Merov, whatever that guy's name is. I always screw his last name up. So it's a legit account. And it's probably, if it was from his account, it's not the one that filmed it via his TV screen. So we'll have that audio for you at some point later on today. Sean Bajani, Luke Morrow, if you listened to Area 45 at all last week, you heard a lot of Luke. You could catch him on Twitter at Morrow on the Mic, one of the best, if not the best, Twitter handles at the entire station.
Okay, so hang on. I wasn't here Thursday and Friday, so Luke's already been on this.
Yeah,
station.
We did Wednesday, time. Thursday, and Friday
okay,
shows.
Okay, I left Wednesday night. That's why I didn't know. Okay.
I was going to say, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Ass.
It's my bad. I was in Louisiana. It was, of course, the Odyssey app.
That's all good. Yeah. There's the whole free Odyssey app, the rewind feature.
Next time, feel free to jump in and say, I've been on the station 3 days already, jackass.
Well, you know, some people in radio look at like day parts, nighttime, a little different. So I didn't want to judge.
That's true. Judge away.
Well, Pendergast is usual. I mean, the guy doesn't turn Sports Radio 610 off. I mean, he is glued to it at all times. I understand, though. I mean, he went to Louisiana, probably doing a little gambling, a little food, a little entertainment. You had yourself a time over there, so that's excusable. And, you know, that's why he's working today. Just, he had to get back in the flow of things. So, you guys probably have a lot of connections, being two Connecticut dudes.
Well, the state's so small. You know, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
I'm sure you trace it far enough back, we're probably related at some point. There's just, you know, only so many people up there.
That's what I'm saying, man. So I'm sure as you guys get to know each other, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know that guy? Yeah, for sure. You and I were talking a lot last week about this Astros ball club, and I brought something up to you in regards to, man, I'm side-eyeing the Mariners until I don't need to. And I feel like I had really good reasons for feeling that way, given the fact that I told you that this is a team in the Mariners that just has responded multiple times this year through adversity. They fired their bench coach. They won 13-17. They pick up a Rosarena. They pick up Justin Turner. They win 6-9. They fire their manager, Scott Servais. They're ass. They are not doing anything right now. And the best part about it is the Astros going into that final game of the Philly series, having lost 6 of their last 8, have now won 5 in a row, and they're back to being one of the hottest teams in baseball, coming off of a sweep a 4-game sweep against the Kansas City Royals, and the pitching dominance just continues. More importantly, they're 6 games up on the Seattle Mariners right now. I'm not totally ready to stop looking in the rearview mirror because you still have 3 head-to-head against the M's later. But man, the way the Astros are playing right now, that lead could be... What if they flip script? What if there was like a 20-game flip by the time you see the Mariners?
Yeah.
You go from down 10 to maybe being up 10. That's very plausible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, what did we call it last week for the Mariners? Right, that dead cat bounce. And now they're regressing to the mean.
Yes.
So, but for the Astros, I meant to look this up this morning. I'll have to look it up at some point during one of the commercial breaks. I hope the Mariners stick around and that this is a competitive race throughout September, because I think that will be better for Houston come October. If you go back and you look, the teams that clinch their divisions early don't win playoff series in the postseason. Now, this is a little different for the Astros. This has not been start to finish. They've been dominating the AL West. But a lot of times you'll see teams that have the easier divisional race get into the playoffs and maybe haven't been playing quote-unquote playoff-style type of games for a little while. You rest on your laurels, whatever. Those teams typically don't fare well in the playoffs, where it's the ones that are grinding to get in the playoffs that do fine, which might still be the Astros. But when you go back and you look, like the teams that have made it to the World Series in recent years, a lot of times are the last teams to get into the playoffs. So my point in all this being, I hope the Mariners stay competitive so that it's a competitive race all the way throughout the season, because we've seen the last couple years, really since COVID, that when teams, baseball teams, get to sit back because they've clinched the division and they get to relax a little bit the last couple weeks, that they almost halt their momentum, and those teams usually don't win playoff series. So I want the Mariners to stay competitive. I want them to keep the Astros in check, to keep the foot on the gas all the way to October so they can continue through October.
That's a really, really good observation, a really good point by you, and because of the success of not just other rando baseball teams that you're referencing. I know that to be the case, but look what happened to the Astros last year. I mean, they went to the ALCS, ultimately didn't complete the job as we wanted them to, as we felt like they could and should. It all seemed to be setting up perfectly, right? I mean, you beat the Rangers for the division the final day of the season, but they get in and they're the ones that out you at the end of the day. And you had the Arizona Diamondbacks on the other side waiting, a team that you thought you would just run through and probably would have. But I do think having to battle all the way up and down, literally until the final hours of the regular season last year, did benefit the Astros. It's playoff feel, playoff style baseball the last few weeks and days into the regular season. It's just, man, we've been there. And I think this team is good enough no matter what. It would be nice, just given the circumstances of this ball club this year, which now you've got the benefit, knock on wood, hopefully it continues this way, of going with a 6-man rotation. If you can get things locked up and just kind of cruise and chill a little bit, get some guys a little extra rest, you know, call up XYZ dude for a spot start because you don't need JV to throw. You don't need Ronel Blanco to throw. You can rest Kikuchi or Herb Brown. I mean, literally these other guys like Arrigetti and Brown and Blanco, all three of those guys going to be meeting, if not surpassing, their innings workload from last season to this year. So I think if you can get it locked up, it benefits the Astros. But your argument, your point is a very valid one. There is something to getting in that mode, having that mentality, that win or go home all the way through the end of the regular season that matters.
Right, and never letting up. I mean, it's what we always say. It's one of the cliches in sports that it's not necessarily the best team that wins, but the hottest team. And boy, are the Astros hot right now. I mean, we had that text on the text line Friday night. Somebody, you know, an Astros fan saying that, man, I wish the playoffs began this week because they're playing so well, which is true. I mean, they're setting records with this pitching staff. And we said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but maybe there's some sort of fear in the back of your mind about, like, peaking too soon. You still have a whole nother month to go till the playoffs. And as we've been discussing here to start the morning, you know, you blow up that lead with the Mariners, you could start to sit back and rest a little bit, and that might not help. So it would be nice with the way they're pitching. Like, you'd feel confident, especially after this past weekend against the Royals. Put them in the playoffs. Let them play anybody
right now. But yeah, you look back at last year, like the Twins won the AL Central. It was a terrible division. They won by 9 games. They lost to the Astros 3-1. Meanwhile, the two teams you mentioned, Astros, Rangers, were the last two standing. They had the hottest race in the AL all year. And the Diamondbacks made it to the World Series, who had to battle to game 162, essentially, just to get in the playoffs in Atlanta. So I think there is something to be said for that. But then the other side of the coin, which you'd mentioned, is the pitching staff and going at the six-man rotation. And they do have a few more off days this month to even give even more days off. So it is that almost like a catch-22. You're scaling that tightrope of you want to line guys up, you want to make sure your pitchers are rested, but you also don't want to take your foot too much off the gas because it's hard to flip that switch and then just try to turn it back on. So that might be the delicate balance, because I don't think the Mariners realistically are going to put up much of a fight. I don't think they're going to be much of a threat the rest of this month, knock on wood, I hope. So I think that's the delicate balance for the Astros of, okay, let's line ourselves up for the playoffs, but let's continue to keep our foot.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
On the gas. You know what might also help the Astros, too, even if they do have things fairly locked up and are in a comfortable position to where they're not having to, you know, scratch and claw through the last few weeks and days of the regular season, is that, you know, we're still waiting for Kyle Tucker to come back. Mm-hmm. And so that guy's going to be playing every day, trying to get back into baseball shape, facing major league pitching and going through everyday things that an elite major leaguer needs to be going through. Getting ready for a postseason run. There's that. Alex Bregman is, you know, probably going, look, as much as you want to kind of load manage him, how tough was it for him the other day whenever this elbow injury cropped up before he'd missed a week of baseball? The guy who was more red hot than Alex Bregman. You know, you're going to kind of want to keep him in the flow because a good portion of this season, he had experienced the worst year of his professional career. And so I think you'd like him to be playing more baseball than not. And, you know, look, maybe I'm just trying to talk myself into certain things. But look, Shea Whitcomb, you've had to play him. Jason Hayward hadn't played a lot of baseball this year for the Dodgers before being DFA'd a week and a half ago. Same thing with Ben Gamel. It's like those guys have been contributing and you're going to want those guys to stick around and continue the hot bat or whatever the case may be. Man, in the case of Ben Gamel, who you wouldn't really recognize him for his gold glove ability because, well, he doesn't have one. Made a really good play the other day in right field, diving into his left. He's flashed the leather and the bat since becoming an Astro. Hayward's shown the little clutch gene. Dialing back from his Atlanta Braves days. I think the fact that you're going to continue to be playing some guys that have been helping you out down this stretch, that'll be huge too. So staying fresh, that's big. I also think still having the Mariners, you might be 8 games up on them. You might be a half game up on them going into the final week of the season. Just that opponent in and of itself, because they've been there before. And if not for anything but to just kind of step on their throat, I think that mentality is still going to be there for the Astros.
Yeah, it'd be nice to bury the Mariners, you know, once and for all there at the end of the season. Yeah, that's the thing about Houston. I mean, the Astros have been playing such good baseball. But there is still, there's still a few things, as you just laid out, to still figure out here by the end of the season. I mean, whether it's Verlander, Tucker, Bregman, there's been just so many injuries this year that that's what you've had to coordinate throughout the season. And the dirty little secret, I think, because the pitching staff is so good, I don't know if people realize that in half the games in the month of August, the offense scored fewer than four runs. So that goes back to the idea of getting Tucker back. Try to get Bregman going again. Obviously, McCormick got sent down. Now he's back, but you know he just could never figure it out. So you bring in Gamble, you bring in Hayward. You hope they bring something to that lineup. The offense looked pretty good this past weekend against the Royals, but over the course of August, I mean, obviously this team, they've been carried by pitching, which, as we always say, right, in October, defense pitching wins the World Series, but you still got to hit a little bit. The Astros have struggled hitting at home, especially Alvarez prior to the two home runs yesterday. Was good to see, but the pitching's been so good, you kind of lose focus of, yeah, you know what? The offense hasn't been all that great throughout the year. The outfield has been the worst offensively, you know, throughout the summer, in large part because Tucker's not available. So, point being, as good as they're playing, there still are some things to figure out and get in line before that October
run. You get some guys that are hungry, you know, as Tucker, probably Bregman, you know, maybe even Chaz McCormick. Jason Hayward, Ben Gamble, they're hungry. I mean, they're getting a chance to compete and play well for a team that has World Series aspirations. You asked those guys a month ago if they thought they were going to be doing that. I mean, maybe Hayward because he was with the freaking Dodgers. All right. Where did Gamble come from? I can't remember.
He was with the Mets most recently.
Yeah. You know, another a team that needed a magical run, you know, to kind of get back in the conversation. And maybe they stay in it. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, look, Jake Myers is on the paternity list now. Chaz McCormick came up, took his place on the active roster. Roster expands to 28 now, too. It's September. Can we give a big tip of the cap, round of applause, stand up, and acknowledge Forrest Whitley for being back with the Houston Astros, this time at a proper time? I mean, do you guys remember when they called him up earlier this season? He'd pitched in like two games.
Yeah.
And he was horrible. He was not ready to be called up. Now, I don't know how long this spans. It's got to be at least a month and a half, maybe going on 2 months, guys, where he's flooding our Twitter timelines. You know, thanks to Astros future and people like that that follow these things in minor league baseball. But it seems like every other night it's Forrest Whitley, a scoreless inning, two strikeouts, hit 99. And he's been phenomenal. His last 19, 20 outings, he's going to be pitching for your Houston Astros. And you get Cesar Salazar back up, too. Love that dude. He was a leader. Pitchers love him. Good clubhouse guy. Well-respected. Very good preparer going into games, knowing the opposing hitters and stuff like that. So I think this September, you got guys that are hungry, that have contributed, that are ready to kind of make a name for themselves. That juices up the clubhouse, too.
And not to make fun of his name, I thought you were about to say Caesar salad. I thought they
I
were
did
like,
too, man.
Yeah.
I did too.
I was like, oh, they're adding something to the catering in the clubhouse? They're getting Caesar salads now in the month of September?
Let me go Cesar Salazar.
Yeah.
Let's go that route.
A little better.
Yeah, that's my dude, man. Love that guy. I'm glad you mentioned the pitching dominance, though. Did you see? Did you guys see the piece from Chandler Rome in the Athletic over the weekend?
Yep.
Let me just read these numbers for you. You already got the offensive perspective, where the Astros had scored fewer than four runs in half of their 28 August games. Finished 18-10, nevertheless. But from the pitching dominance perspective, Chandler Rome of The Athletic writes, across 28 games, the staff posted a 251 ERA, struck out 291 batters, limited opponents to a 185 batting average. That's the lowest in any month since Cleveland held hitters to a 174 mark back in May of 1968. The Astrodome had been around for like 6 years at that point in time. I mean, that is going back. That is the level of pitching dominance that we are seeing once again. But this iteration of the Astros is the 2024 version. If you would have said that, hey, pitching is never going to get better in any month, never mind the season, for the Astros than it did and was in 2019, which was just otherworldly dominant. For this month, you have to go back decades before you saw this ever again in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's wild. That's what I was going to say. I was going to point to 2019. The last time the Astros, to throw out another stat, the last time the Astros had three pitchers hold opponents below 200 batting average in a month was 2019, when you had Verlander and Gerrit Cole, like both in their prime. They had those great years. The team won over 100 games. And this month, in August, they had four starting pitchers hold opponents under 200, and neither one is Gerrit Cole or Justin Verlander. I mean, they're guys that, obviously, here in Houston, we know the names. We've been watching them this season. But I think if you ask average baseball fans, like, hey, can you name the starting pitchers right now for the Houston Astros? I think most baseball fans can't name maybe more than one, really.
Probably two. They'd get Justin Verlander and Framber Valdez.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even counting Verlander because he hasn't done much, but you're right. I'm right, for just in general.
Yeah.
I'll give you two. And these guys are pitching better as a group than that group in 2019 led by Verlander and Gerrit Cole when Verlander was still, you know, in his prime and Gerrit Cole had the best earned run average in the league that year. It's crazy.
To be honest with you, if you asked like rando baseball fan from outside of the Houston region or Texas for that matter, they'd probably name all the guys on the IL.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're like, yeah. No, he ain't pitching.
Yeah.
No, he ain't pitched all year. No, him either.
Yeah, that's the other crazy part. I mean, you know, they got maybe on paper a more talented staff elsewhere that's not available, and they're still pitching like this.
Let me ask you guys both a question before we hit the break. What have you been more impressed with? I've got options, and you can insert other if you want. Astros starting pitching this month. Immediate contributions from the aforementioned Jason Hayward and Ben Gamel. Or Yordan freaking Alvarez, who went multi-homer game again yesterday, hit 29 and 30. It's his fourth straight 30-plus home run season. He's got three multi-homer games in the last 22 games played. What have you been more impressed with?
For me, it's clearly the pitching. And feel free to reach in and reach out and to the show, tell me I'm wrong. But I think clearly the pitching, because that's the biggest surprise to me, just how dominant it was. Alvarez, is, you know, he's going to get his. Hayward is a veteran hitter. Gamble's a good fastball hitter. A lot of his hits have been coming on fastball. You know, they're professional hitters. But this pitching staff, just they're setting records, as we've laid out here in this opening segment. Never would have forecasted that.
I got to go with the star pitching, too, or just the pitching staff in general, man. They've been doing their thing when they got Kikuchi. Look, man, I ain't going to lie. I ain't the baseball nerd. So I was looking. I'm like, this guy, his record, his numbers don't look good at all. Like, what are they doing? And they proved me wrong, man. They started pitching, look like they can get through in the playoffs, man. Everybody looked solid.
Hey.
Ain't nobody, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't expect Ronel Blanco to be start pitching like this, man.
Hey, you know, I know Lopez wants to talk about, like, the pixie dust, right?
Yeah.
With D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah.
Can we give, like, a shout-out, tip of the cap, to the baseball nerds in the analytics department, Astros?
Man, you got to, man. Spencer Arrighetti looking like he's that guy.
Yeah.
So, nah, man, I got to give the credit to the pitching staff, man. Yeah. I'm really surprised.
I'll hop on that bandwagon. We'll make it a trifecta. It's definitely been the starting pitching. There's no doubt about that. We'll talk a lot more Astros throughout the course of the show on a Labor Day here on Sports Radio 610. He's Luke Morrow. Catch him on Morrow at the mic. Figgy Fig doing his thing, still here, working hard. I'm Sean Bajani. Coming up next, hey, dude, it's a Texans game week. We got to get into that. The regular season's here. We'll kind of set the stage, Texans, Colts, what we're going to be talking about, looking forward to ahead of the noon kick this upcoming Sunday. It's next. You're in the loop at Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.